The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading flash briefings for multiple sclerosis. Here's an article by Patricia Anasio, PhD. Caliper trial for progressive MS enrolls first patient. Immunic Therapeutics has enrolled the first patient in a phase 2 clinical trial, testing its oral therapy candidate, IMU-838, for the treatment of progressive multiple sclerosis. The trial, Caliper, is expected to run in parallel to the company's two identically designed phase 3 trials, dubbed ENSURE-1 and ENSURE-2. To assess the therapeutic potential of IMU-838 in patients with relapsing-remitting MS. According to Immunic, the ENSURE trials are expected to start by year's end. Enrollment of the first progressive MS patient in our Phase 2 Caliper trial, on schedule, is another important clinical milestone for our lead asset, IMU-838. And we continue to anticipate initiating our Phase 3 ENSURE program in RRMS patients in the fourth quarter of this year, Daniel Vitt, PhD, CEO and President of Immunic, said in a press release. The results of both Caliper and the ENSURE trials are expected to confirm the neuroprotective benefits of IMU-838. We believe that if the Caliper trial is successful in showing a beneficial neuroprotective effect of IMU-838, this data, along with that of the ENSURE program and IMU-838's already proven strong safety and tolerability profile, may allow us to draw a clear clinical differentiation for IMU-838 versus other oral MS medications, resulting in an attractive commercial positioning as a transformative therapeutic treatment, Vitt said. The Phase 2 Caliper will be conducted at more than 70 centers in North America and Europe. Approximately 450 adults, ages 18 to 65, with progressive types of MS, which includes primary progressive MS, or PPMS, and secondary progressive MS, or SPMS, are expected to participate. Patients will be assigned randomly to receive oral IMU-838, 45 milligrams, or a placebo once daily. The trial's main goal is to assess the effect of treatment on brain volume up to 120 weeks or over 2 years. Disability-related measures also will be assessed. An interim analysis will be done after approximately half of the patients have completed 24 weeks of treatment, during which researchers will measure the levels of a marker of nerve cell damage called neurofilament light chain, or NFL. The interim analysis to assess NFL is key, as it has been shown to consistently correlate with disease activity in neurological disorders and has become one of the most important serum biomarkers for axonal or nerve fibers damage over the past few years, said Andres Mueller, MD, Chief Medical Officer of Immunic. He said, quote, if the Caliper trial is successful in showing beneficial data, we believe this could be an essential differentiator for IMU-838 in the MS market. IMU-838 is a next-generation selective modulator of the immune system. It was designed to block the metabolism of active immune T and B cells and modulate their function. Both cell types are known to take part in the mistaken autoimmune attack on myelin, the coating that protects the nerve fibers, causing a variety of MS symptoms.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading the column by Ed Tobias, MS Wire. Sun-seeking finds support in new study. I'm back in Florida for the next several months, having left cloudy, windy, chilly Maryland for the Gulf Coast. It's been sunny and in the low 80s for the past few days, and my multiple sclerosis is feeling just fine. A lot of people with MS avoid the heat, but heat and sunshine go hand in hand. I always feel better, physically and mentally, when I'm in the sun. A recent study provides some support for my sunshine attraction. Research takes a sunny view. Researchers studied the sun exposure of more than 300 young people ages 3 to 22 who had been diagnosed with pediatric onset MS and reported their findings in an article recently published in the journal Neurology.
They found that those who spent an average of 30 to 60 minutes a day outdoors in the summer had a 52% lower chance of being attacked by MS than those who spent an average of less than 30 minutes outdoors. Sun exposure is known to boost vitamin D levels, co-senior author Emmanuel Wabunt, MD, PhD, said in a press release. It also stimulates immune cells in the skin that have a protective role in diseases such as MS. Vitamin D may also change the biological function of the immune cells and, as such, play a role in protecting against autoimmune diseases. Florida, the Sunshine State. According to the study, spending time in places such as Florida, where sunlight is particularly strong, may be a good thing. Researchers also found an association with the intensity of sunlight and estimated that people who live in Florida would be 21% less likely to have MS than people who live in New York. I grew up in New York City, where I probably spent more time on the subway than in the sun. The longer the sun exposure, the lower the MS risk, the researchers concluded. Worried about skin cancer? Lather on your sunblock. The researchers say sunscreen doesn't seem to affect the ability of sunshine to ward off MS. Advising regular time in the sun of at least 30 minutes daily, especially during summer, using sun protection as needed, especially for first-degree relatives of MS patients, may be a worthwhile intervention to reduce the incidence of MS, Wabunt said. Clinical trials would be needed to determine whether vitamin D supplements might also be useful. Let the sun shine. This isn't the first study to report on the benefits of sunshine. When I began writing this column back in 2016, I came across a study that concluded that insufficient sun exposure should be considered an emerging health problem in the United States. Conversely, last January, two clinical studies reported that reduced exposure to sunlight, previously reported as a risk factor for developing MS, also seems to increase the risk of relapses and worsening disability. So I like the sunshine, and I'll take the heat that comes with that opinion.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.